So what is offshore wind energy? Probably many of you have seen some of these images before. There's been a lot of interest in the R&D community as well as from governments, both our own government here in the U.S. and overseas, in trying to work towards funding the basic research and development and actual implementation and build in the water of floating offshore wind turbines beyond the shallower water bottom-mounted turbines that are currently in place. For the purposes of the coast of Maine, one of the main motivations for this is just that the water is quite deep. I do have a slide showing one of the early prototypes for tidal turbine development by the Ocean Renewable Power Company, which is also going on along the coast of Maine. It's not the focus of what we're talking about today, but it is part of the potential for offshore renewable energy development, so I did just want to give that a mention. The motivation for offshore wind energy is related to the resource, the strength of the winds offshore, and the proximity to major load centers of high-density population areas along the coast of our country. As a result, there has been a high level of interest and support in terms of funding and policy, government agency efforts at the federal level to fund and encourage the work that's needed to actually get offshore wind developed in this country. The main motivation from the Northern Gulf of Maine and the perspective of the state of Maine and those of us who live and work here is that we are highly dependent on fossil fuels, both here in our state and more broadly in the region, but we are in a particularly vulnerable situation with our dependence on heating oil and high vehicle mileage. We also, in terms of the resource, have very strong winds off the coast. They're steadier, and with the potential for floating platforms, conflicts with current uses could hopefully be minimized with actual sighting far enough from shore.